Own a small biz and need a reliable way to reach new customers? Try TikTok for Business.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today with TikTok for Business. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday Doorbuster Deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time Doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, I guess the last time we got together was Thursday after practice, so we had a really heated, great day Saturday together. I think we had about 126 plays in, lots of good stuff off of the videotape to coach off of, intense back and forth. Was happy with where we were after that date. I don't know if I told you, Thursday was a little sloppier than I'd like, but I mean, Saturday was clean. And today had another good one. So, two padded practices. We'll see what the videotape looks like today, but some good stuff back and forth. I thought today the offense came out strong, then started to fade a little bit. And again, obviously, the defense didn't start off as good as I'd like it to be. And again, we'll look at the videotape. Maybe there's a good reason. But then defense finished strong at the end. So, questions?
How's your offensive line with the new guys shaping up?
You know, I think pretty good. I mean, after 2 days, I was, I look in there and, I feel like we're running the ball better than we did a year ago. Again, is that good for the offense, bad for the defense? I think you really find out when it's live. I think, we've had a total of 18 plays live in 2 days. We had 9 plays on Saturday. We had 9 plays today, this morning. So I think, looking at it that way until it's live, sometimes defense, like today, I think the defense was great. And again, I may have made them a little softer today because I, put on 9 plays of we need to take care of each other better when it's thud, guys tackling people when it's thud. So, maybe I coached them up too hard, which is good because we got to stay safe. We don't need guys getting tackled and bodies on the ground and losing guys to injury in the spring. So maybe I took a little bit of the edge off of them, I guess. But 2 good days. I'm happy with the O-line so far. We'll find out Saturday scrimmage. We go out in shells on Thursday, get to Acrisure on Saturday, barring that the weather is good. And we get to see what we really have that day. I think when you go live for a whole scrimmage, you get to find out what you have.
We have a fully live scrimmage at all before the spring game.
Saturday, it'll be live the whole time. We'll get 100 plus plays, whatever. It'll be live. Oh, yeah.
What about the defensive end and some of the newcomers impressing you now that you had pads on?
Yeah, I mean, the new guys have done a nice job. I mentioned, Maverick has done a nice job. Gracio has had, he's using his hands better than he was in the spring. He's a new guy, but he's not a new guy. So, I've seen some spurts out of him. I really like what I see there. Joey Zielinski's done a nice job. Jaden's done a nice job as well. So, all those guys are what we thought they were or more. So, I'm happy with really where we are there. And I think, that spot is better right now than it was a year ago at this time.
The offensive line, we talked to those transfer guys, they mentioned versatility. You feel like you're settling them into certain spots?
Yeah, in the spring for sure. I mean, those new guys, you can't give them, I want you to play left tackle, right tackle, and center. We've got, right now Percy at the left tackle right now, Stanley at the left tackle as well. Just letting them, get used to it. And we do some rotating as well with the ones and twos. And Keith is playing, left guard as well. So, I mean, but we kind of, really began to focus on the left side right now. And get some consistency there. Let them, get their feet on the ground.
Bear mentioned that there's a bit of an extra intensity in the OL room simply because, you know, they were very disappointed in how they as a room performed at the end of last season. So I'm curious if you noticed that extra.
You know, I don't notice it, like, you know, but it's good that, you know, he's saying it. I mean, those, you know, they take it personal. You know, when they don't protect the quarterback or run the ball like you'd like. I know Coach Darvaux's been after them. And again, it's not just their fault. It's running backs' cuts. It's tight ends. But, you know, you want those guys to take accountability. It starts up front with those guys all the time, I think, offensively and defensively. So you want them to take accountability for exactly what's going on up there. And, again, you know, we got to be better across the board. But it's good that it starts there for sure.
One of the guys that seems to have flown under the radar with all the transfers and freshmen coming in the receiver room is Zion Fellerhall. What are some of the things you've noticed about him?
Well, you know, he's grown up a little bit, like, you know, maybe a lot. You know, I remember, you know, sits right up there. You know, I remember, you know, first month, he's come a long way that way. You know, and again, I think everybody matures in a different spot, but he's got really good athletic ability. He can make plays. He's had, you know, he's put four good practices under his belt. Again, we just got to keep the consistency and doing all the right things, you know, on that field.
Pat, that receiver room is pretty young. Is Kenny kind of gravitating to teaching some of the younger guys? How do you feel about that room is progressing?
Yeah, I mean, it's young, but it's old. I mean, you got some guys that have played a little bit of football with Blue and Katarius and Span. So we've got some older guys in there that are new, but they're older. But Kenny is the leader of that group right now, without a question. He's taking control, I think, you know, at this point. And he is coaching them up, and he's vocal. He's leading.
Do you feel like you got what you needed out of the receivers last year in terms of big plays, explosiveness?
You know, I think it would have maybe gotten better had we not had, you know, quarterback and O-line issues at the end of the year, but it's never where you want it to be, no. So I'd say we'd like to be more explosive than we were a year ago, Chris.
Eli, I watched today. Eli had a little bit of an emotional outburst today when he did the drill. He was running the ball, and he had that bar thing.
Yeah.
At the end of it, he threw the ball against the back fence.
Right.
And showing that kind of passion, that kind of emotion.
Yeah, I don't know what the outburst was. I wish he would not go underneath. He, you know, he's too tall to be going. Those are for little running backs to go through. He shouldn't be going through that chute, is what we call him. He just probably saw you over there, Jerry, wanted to get excited and show you he could throw it through the wall, I guess. I don't know. But you know, he's emotional, and he's intense, and he's got some swag to him. He's, you know, and I think the guys feed off that as well.
Back up to Eli last week, how has Julian grown from this time last year?
He's like a big boy. You know, last year he was a little boy. Last year, you know, shoot, there's times he's supposed to go in and he's kind of hanging back, and he knows it. He's night and day from where he was a year ago. I mean, I think that bowl game did wonders for him. You know, we know he played darn well except for that, you know, that one pass he threw and missed tackle after that. But he's grown up a lot. We're really happy with what he's done, you know, since December.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So that means a half day. Yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Black Friday? More like Black Fry-yay. Shop the DSW Black Friday sale and take 30% off almost all the shoes, accessories, and giftable goodies we've got at DSW.com. Plus 30% off just about every regular price item at your DSW store. Score shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. So carpe the deal. Head to Designer Shoe Warehouse and get that gift list done. DSW, let us surprise you.
At Marisa's, we're all about great jeans. You know, the ones that fit you just right. The ones that simply make you feel good. Because you don't just wear jeans, you live in them. Find great jeans starting at $29.90 in stores and at Marisa's.com.
I think that question was asked last week. I think Amanda was way ahead of you and asked that question last week. You might not have been paying attention. You got ADD like me. But, yeah, we'll have some packages. Again, Mason's doing well as well. I mean, for a true freshman, he picks things up well. He makes good decisions. He's got a quick release. We're happy with really all three of those guys.
Was Duggar one of those guys, though, that was, you know, they talk about a gamer. Like, did he show you something in that game that he hadn't shown you in practice throughout the fall?
I don't think, you know, it's kind of like, you know, he didn't show it in spring, maybe a little in the fall with limited reps, you know, just because you're, you know, getting the two guys ready, right? So I would say, you know, yeah, we didn't see what you saw. And again, you knew he could throw the ball well. You knew, you know, but he's just grown up in, you know, in the last few weeks. And he had to grow up real quick in that bowl game. And he did a nice job. And we were happy with where he is. And he's still got a ways to go. I mean, he's not there yet.
And we asked you about the offense last week, but how about your relationship with Cade and guys kind of understanding each other, knowing what each other is thinking? How much has that grown? What would you describe that relationship?
Yeah, I think, you add a year onto it. You know, it's just all the videotape that we watched during the winter, you know, all the self-scout, you know, all the looking at, you know, who we were, what we did, you know, what we can do better in all phases offensively. I think it just continues to grow. And again, he continues to grow as a coordinator and the leader of our offense. So I think, I think every year is a little bit better. You know, he learns maybe from some of the older guys on the staff, including me, which is great. He's always willing to continue to learn and get better. That's a positive.
With his extension, he could be your OC longer than any other OC you've had. Why is that?
A lot of guys have had, you know, extensions, whatever. But we're fortunate to have our entire staff intact. I don't know how often that's happened. Maybe you guys could do a study on that, but to have all 10 assistants coaches come back and get extensions is a good thing. So everybody got an extension.
Looking for a new way to grow your business? With TikTok for Business, anything is possible. If you've ever thought about advertising on TikTok, now's the time to do it. You can drive more customers to your website, sell products right in the app, and you can even use TikTok's creative tools to easily make content and find creators to help sell your products for you. Find new customers today. Just open your browser, type in getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads, and grow your business fast.
Get ready to shop Lowe's Black Friday doorbuster deals to save $150 on a 30-inch Blackstone griddle, now $299. Plus, choose a Whirlpool top load washer or Midea top freezer refrigerator for just $398. These limited-time doorbuster deals go fast, so get holiday ready today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Valid 11/28 through 12/1. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. See Lowe's.com for more details.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.